Rachel Zegler and the other crazy celebrities donned their dresses, and instead of confessing they're multimillionaires, they declared they're being oppressed. And they're fighting for the average man and woman across the United States and indeed the world. Today we'll show you the temper tantrum being cast upon all of us by Zegler, by Sarah Paulson, and beyond. It's a Hollywood cringe fest like you've never seen before. It's a great day. It's a groovy day. Folks, we are humble and keeping ourselves grounded, but some of the celebrities out there, they are not doing so. And they're angry. They're furious. Rachel Zegler portraying herself as a historic, legendary martyr and victim. Is she? Is she, though? We'll talk about it. Click the like button, and here we go. Look who's back. Back again. Rachel Zegler. Just when we thought you were going to disappear, here you are yet again, this time at the Met Gala. It's basically Halloween for millionaires. Rachel Zegler wears a blindfold to attend the Met Gala. The actress who sparked mass boycotts of Snow White for her work woke outburst, and by the way, putting her co-stars in danger, allegedly referenced the execution of Lady Jane Grey with her red carpet look. Here is Zegler, folks. We'll put it in full screen for you. We apologize for that, but you know we got to do it. Look, there's Rachel Zegler at the Met Gala.
Look at that. Oh.
She's so important. Look at that. Oh, Zegler, you're just a little ball of sunshine. All right, so Zegler's back, but there's meaning behind this, and we get the explanation of what this is all about on Geeks and Gamers. Rachel Zegler dresses as victimized queen at the Met Gala, which again is Halloween for rich people. Gets roasted on X for bizarre jaw movements. That's a great face. Marv Montanaro writing this one. Marv, I recommend people go check this out. It's a great article. Is she doing the derpy Snow White look now?
You would think that she would try to never make that face again.
Oh, boy.
But it's so just, the execution of Lady Jane Grey is a depiction of a teenage queen who is unjustly killed.
So you're saying that Zegler is not quite so subtle with what she's doing?
She has all the subtlety of a sledgehammer.
Sledgehammer. All right, here's what it says. The Lady Jane Grey reference isn't subtle. That painting captures a young woman moments before execution, blindfolded, helpless, led to her death. It's one of the most famous visual depictions of innocence being destroyed by forces beyond her control. So when Zegler steps on the Met Gala carpet, recreating that imagery, there's a pretty clear message baked into it. She's the victim. And we all remember what Zegler said. You're supposed to be going to see her because she's the winged victory. Here's Zegler from not so long ago.
And to everyone who hates when I win, the winged victory came to the Louvre in pieces, and people still line up to see her. And I can only hope that despite my flaws, and despite my cracks and my breaks, and there are many of them, that at every premiere and everything I do, people will wait in line to see.
Acting!
That didn't happen, did it?
She thinks very highly of herself.
You think? She's comparing herself to priceless works of art constantly.
She's a politician, guys. She's a theater kid. It's this self-importance that they assign themselves at a young age, and that's all she represents. Between this appearance and Sarah Paulson, those were the two most cringe appearances on the red carpet at the Met Gala.
I'm glad you brought that up. Let's bring it up right now. Folks, the celebrities, they actually get worse. Zegler is not the worst of them. And this is what I think is driving people away from Hollywood at levels that are just hard to believe. Oil London has this one. Sarah Paulson wears dollar bill over her eyes to call out the 1%. Do you know who the 1% is? That's like Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, etc. Maybe Bernie Sanders. The actress, who is worth an estimated $12 million, used her outfit to call out the world's elite while attending the $100,000 per person Met Gala. Okay, here she is. This is Sarah Paulson. Again, she has a net worth of $12 million. She spent $100,000 to get into this, and so did Zegler. And so all of these people, you know, Zegler doesn't have a big role coming up. She doesn't have a big... So this is like please take a picture of us. Please put us in the news. Please, I'll spend $100,000 to dress in a silly costume and you talk about us. This is the level of cringe we are at, where they are wearing now a dollar bill to call out Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos and Mark Zuckerberg and all the super rich people while they're worth $12 million and spend $100K to get in here. Culture.
I would guess that both of them were gifted their tickets or they were purchased through the agencies that represent them. Because, I mean, she's wearing a gown that's incredibly expensive. That's the other problem. When you're wearing a gown that's worth, you know, basically a residential home, shut up on social issues. You have no connection to the real people of this world. But, Same problem with Segler. Go ahead.
To be out here trying to, like, you know, make this statement against the 1% who hoard all the wealth. I'm like, for what you paid for the ticket to this event, plus that gaudy nonsense dress that you're wearing, you could have fed an awful lot of hungry people. You could have given to an awful lot of charities. You could have changed the lives of underprivileged people, but you did not. You chose to dress up and go to a big fancy event, Sarah.
I'll say this too. So I would love to cover the celebrities and how silly they are. Unfortunately, if we even go through this and show their costumes, a lot of it will get us in trouble on YouTube, and YouTube has a habit lately of really quickly striking people down. There are all kinds of clever ways that they hide exactly what needs to be hidden when it comes to their chest areas. And so we'll be careful about showing any of the costumes. But you can see here from People Magazine, and folks, you can go read the article. It says the best, worst, and most oops moments of the 2026 Met Gala. And you can see down there below, Bad Bunny, by the way, is the guy who's dressed as an elderly man. Elderly Colonel Sanders, I guess. You've got the Statue of Liberty. You've got people dressing like Greek and Roman statues. This really is...
Just so you guys are aware, the one who looks like the statue.
Yeah.
Mara, this is Spirit Halloween for multimillionaires, and that's fine if they want to do that. It's silly. It just doesn't. But Kara, the problem is, as always, they make it be so dramatic. It's not that they wanted to show up in a costume for 5 hours and spend a lot of money. No, Kara, they're fighting the richest people on the planet. They're on the side of the oppressed.
Some of them are.
Zegler is a victim.
A small percentage, and then there's other people there that it's just like, I want to have that Blake Lively moment where she's just like that beautiful halo that she had, the big dress. Like, that's what they are striving for, is that Blake Lively moment. Like, a lot of people know about the dress that she had kind of that change, like, as she's walking up the stairs. I think that is what they're striving for, to be that iconic, or the Zendaya outfit that she had.
I'm trying to find right now the Blake Lively, because Blake Lively did show up last night.
It was a normal dress. It was a yellow gown.
Mm-hmm. She showed up hours after the lawsuit was settled. And by the way, TMZ is now reporting officially that she got $0 in that settlement.
Yep, no money.
Well, I'm talking about a dress from years ago.
Oh, years ago. I think she tried to do the same thing this year too, though, Kara, because she had like a giant dress with a.
It wasn't that gaudy. It really wasn't. This year she went much less gaudy.
She went super glamorous. And yes. The dress had a big long train.
Yeah.
And yes. This is what.
Yeah, but much less. You go ahead.
But it's just it's amazing to me. You know, it's $100,000 to get into this thing, and that's, you know, whatever. If these people want to do it, but I'm just. I don't think this plays with Americans very well. Like, I don't think that every day you can talk about the oppressed and how the orange man is destroying the world and all this stuff. I don't think you can do that and then simultaneously pay $100,000 and wear a $200,000 dress. And I just don't think this plays well with the folks in Oklahoma, Nebraska. I know they don't care, but it's causing there to be an even bigger divide between Hollywood and real people, because real people look at this and say, yeah, we do this too. It's October 31st. It's in the driveway with the kids, and we go to Spirit Halloween and spend $40. Like, that's, I don't know. Maybe I'm just too cynical. Maybe I'm just too now curmudgeon-y when it comes to the celebrities. What do you say?
I think this is more so of the fashion statement. Like, that's what I think most women look at it. I don't know. Like, I honestly didn't look. I haven't really looked outside of like the headlines of the Met Gala. So I'm not 100% sure on what all of the looks were that showed up. Of course, there's going like the there was the what was it? What was the theme? It was just like fashion into art or art into fashion. It was something along those lines. So there was a dress up theme to it. Ron, I don't know if you're talking, Ron, but you're muted. But Ron, it was no. Okay.
We're going to make it talk about it, Kara. We'll make it.
There was a theme. So, and that's how I look at it. Like, yes, there are going to be that small percentage of people that want it to be a statement. They want to stick it to the man. They want to stick it to the rich. But
they're rich, Kara. They're crazy.
Exactly. Rich. It's very hypocritical of them. But you know what? And people call them out on it.
Some of these people are not rich. And this is the dirty secret, right? Some of these people spend $100,000 to get into this. And they're essentially the face of a business. They're a single, like the business circulates around their identity, right? But they've got a team around them. And so they spend $100,000 because in the case of Zegler, for example, Zegler's not going to be in any movies. Not really, okay? She's got a few, but, well,
she has one little independent film, and then Evita is coming to Broadway.
Right. So Zegler is not going to get on the red carpet. She's not going to make news. So the $100,000 fee is, how do I get to be part of the club still? So you pay $100,000, and then your team also is probably, you know, costing a huge amount of money, your publicist and your makeup artist and all this kind of stuff. And then you've got whoever it is, whatever company, whatever individual that you sign on to get the dress done. This is a marketing expense for a business. And that's what each one of these celebrities is doing, is they're part of a large business structure that needs to advertise. And for those who do not have big deals, big gigs on the way, this is a huge expense to them with no guaranteed payback. And so when they go out, like Zegler does this with the blindfolded thing and makes this statement, this is a call out, I think, to Hollywood to say, she's been done unjustly. Let's cast her in something because she's been treated poorly by the MAGA mob. That's what I think this is.
She's been treated poorly by the... Rachel Zegler needs some very strong, proper psychological help is what she needs.
She needs friends that aren't going to freaking kiss her butt.
That's true. That's true. I mean, it's just, she definitely needs something. I, you know, and it's just, there's a part of me, and I think it's my age, and I think it's that I have a stepdaughter in that she's actually older than her, Rachel, but it's just the papa, the dad in me wants to go, where are her parents? Why are they not guiding her down the proper roads? It's just
the way they guided her throughout her life is why she ended up being the way she is.
Exactly. Yeah. Like what bad parentage. It's scary to me. And but the whole Met Gala, the whole thing of it, it screams pretension. And it's so overwhelmingly pretentious that it's just funny to see, what was it, Paulson that came out with a dollar bill over her face. And I'm like, this literally, I think you're putting out the exact opposite message of the one that you want to when you do that kind of thing, because it's just so offensive to like 95% of Americans. So many people just, you know, most people are forced into jobs they don't want because we got to make a living, got to pay the bills, and you got to take care of your family. But the vast majority of people, the first thought is taking care of my family. And I don't think these people have that on their mind at all.
Rachel Zegler is the American version of Greta Thunberg.
How dare you?
And the best way for me to describe the whole Met Gala is essentially, this is the attendees that are in the audience that are featured at a Hunger Games quarter quell.
So you don't think this plays well?
So no.
There's a video that I just shared in the private chat of Blake Lively trying to go up the stairs with her 13-foot-long train, and she gets stuck, and nobody comes to help her, so she's just stuck, and she has to ask for help.
Yeah, I'm checking that right now to make sure that's not owned by any of the entities that would get us. Hang on just one second. I'm
sure thing.
Doing a quick check on that, and then we'll play it.
Yeah, it's just funny. Like, nobody wants anything to do with her. She was just like alone by herself. Yeah, there it is.
She just spent $500,000 on attorneys before this.
Mm-hmm. And got no money in the settlement.
She got a statement that said that her concerns deserve to be heard, and that came from a company that is not Justin Baldoni. And then a lot of the writers out there, a lot of the Access Media tried to claim, oh, well, she settled with Justin Baldoni.
No.
She didn't. She didn't settle with Justin Baldoni. All the accusations against Baldoni were tossed out by the judge. She was stuck with just a production company and a PR firm. And that's who settled with her. And the big settlement she got for all those millions and millions and millions of dollars, a settlement that says she deserved to be heard. We're moving on now. No money. Just a few sentences.
And they can't. And the only other thing was she got a concession for that. And she got a concession for not going after each other in the press anymore.
Could you translate that she deserved to be heard to she got what she deserved by being heard?
And you might even say, Marv, that Blake Lively got served. By the way, all these celebrities, I think they're going to get swerved by the American people. It never stops. Because I just don't think this plays well with average Jane and Joe across America. I don't think it plays well with Juan and Maria. I think that when people see, you know, multimillionaires claiming, I'm fighting against the oppressors, it's like, no, you just went to the dresser and got a really weird outfit.
It nobody can buy a house right now, Ziegler, and you're wearing a house.
But one last time, I will go to Kara because I think Kara has an important point on this. Kara, we give celebrities a hard time. We give Hollywood a hard time because we want them to correct. But it's not all of them. Not everybody is Ziegler. Kara,
no.
who does it right? Give us a few celebs who you think they're actually aiming in the right direction.
Honestly, it's a lot of the, not the like A-list celebs that you would see. I mean, honestly, off the top of my head, I can't think of any like particular names. I think there are people that prefer to stay a little bit more on the more central politics stance, at least, because that means more fans. I think that there are people that have seen that and they're just like, oh, I'm just going to kind of keep my mouth shut. Like, I just want to show up and look pretty. And if people like it, that's awesome. Maybe this will get me a gig later on. That's cool. But there are the people out there that do deserve to be like, girl, shut up. they need that friend that's brutally honest, whether they like it or not. I think every girl needs that friend in their life. Cause there's always like, if you get a group of like like you're going to think that like, oh my God, you look so beautiful. You're so great. Like you're so talented. And they need that knock. They need that knockdown every once in a while. Be like, oh, maybe I'm not as smart as I think. Maybe I do need to think about this a little bit more.
Yes.
Everybody needs that friend.
Because if you don't, and if you're not willing, okay, so that, wow, what a great point. Psychologically, you need a friend who will make fun of you. Now, not in the way that they're trying to destroy you, but in the way that you can take a ribbing. And by the way, if you're so fragile that you won't allow somebody who will put you back onto earth and reground you, then you've got a problem. Because what happens then is your narcissism, we're not talking about you right now, Ziegler, okay? Yeah, we kind of are. Your narcissism, if you won't allow people in your orbit who will bring you back down to earth, your narcissism will present you like a toddler to everyone else because it's a pity party when people don't accept you and it's just a nonstop put the spotlight on me all the rest of the time. This is one of the most, and this has become a thing because people are so hyper focused on being an influencer and I gotta get my duck face ready to go for my Instagrammies and my tickety talks and all that. Folks, put it down, go live life and get people in your life who don't mind to say, you know, that doesn't look that great on you or that was a really bad take. You need these people because you're not God. Thanks, Kara.
You need the reality check.
Yes. Everyone needs that reality check. Everybody needs to, like, if you can't, like, at least trust your friends, like, at least your core friend group, like, the people that you actually trust to, like, spill the beans or to kind of confide in you. Like, if you can't handle that little bit of like critique or criticism, like, how are you going to go out and be a public figure where people are going to talk crap about you, whether you do the perfect thing or not? Like, you at least need to be like be willing to go to your friend and be like, hey, people on the internet are saying this, like, did I screw up or am I in the right? And they need to be brutally honest with you about that.
Yes. Yes. And then that keeps you, by the way, that is a prescription for keeping you out of more trouble. Right.
Yes.
And that's the whole free speech thing too. You don't silence the critics, because if you do, you're more likely to make a really big mistake at scale. Marv.
Mm-hmm. I have a friend like that. His name is Epic Mike.
Mike is the best.
He is the best.
See, I try to be that friend for like my girls. Like, I'm the one like, hey, this guy that you're dating probably isn't that great. Or like these are the red flags that I see. If they continue, it might be something to kind of like keep an eye out for. Not saying genuinely like, hey, like, I just try to be honest with my friends. Be like, okay, well, you're doing this, but like, is this healthy in the long run kind of thing? Like, that's the type of friend I try to be, but in a constructive manner.
Because if you don't have that friend, Kara, here's what happens, okay? If you don't have that friend, it turns out that you have things that annoy other people. All of us do, right? And if you don't have that friend who says, hey, you chew with your mouth open and you smack your lips and people can't stand it, but they're too nice to tell you. So I, as a friend, I'm going to tell you that. And that protects you from these hidden places, these blind spots that you have. Zegler is just like all of us. Well, not really, but she's just like all of us in that she has blind spots. Her blind spots are huge and her mistakes are out at scale. Because she doesn't have someone, and because these celebrities don't have people who are willing to say, you chew with your mouth open, your farts do stink, we don't like it when you don't wear deodorant, and you don't think at the level of a philosopher at the academic campus, you're a moron. Because they don't have people to tell them that and bring them back down to earth, they say and do stupid things, and they get mocked and ridiculed, and then they double down like this. And that's Allah for narcissists.
Often as we get ready to wrap these up, folks, you'll hear us say, keep learning, keep growing, keep having fun. And the reason we do it is because we appreciate you. It's true, we do. And we want you to have a good time. Thank you for giving us the great time of spending time with you. Folks, on the way out the door, consider clicking that like button, share, subscribe, click it and stick it to the algorithms. It's the notification bell. And drop a comment down below, because you matter. Your thoughts matter. Who cares what the legacy corporate deadbeat media tells you? You really are important, and we're a testament to that. We wouldn't be here without folks just like you. And since we've said it, we'll say it once more. Folks, wherever you are and whatever you're doing, keep learning, keep growing, and as always, keep having fun.